Right, the Proteas are set to return to centre stage against the backdrop, of course, of COVID-19, the BLM movement and the very recent fallout of Cricket South Africa's administration. They'll face off in the first of three T20s against England next week at Newlands Stadium. Joining us now is cricket correspondent and founder of The Pop Increase, one of my favourite cricket-related people, Fatima Ahmed. Morning to you, Fatima. Lovely to have you back on the show.
Morning, Sarah Jane. Oh, my God, that's such a lovely introduction. Thank you so much.
You are. I'm not a sports, let me not say sports fan, I'm not a sports expert, which I think is clear, but you make cricket come alive for me and you help me to understand a sport which I find quite confusing. So yeah, welcome. Lovely to have you with us. The latest from the Proteas camp is that the team won't be taking a knee at the start of each match. How's that been received across the board?
They've said, South Africa have said that they're not going to take a knee because they took a knee before the 3T cricket tournament in July.
Right.
And they've said that they've already made the gesture of support of BLM. And head coach Mark Boucher has said that it's not something that they have to continue to show, rather something they have to continue to live. He's also said that he's spoken to Lungi Ngidi, who was the person behind the movement. And Ngidi is happy with what they've done so far. But in terms of a global view, England bowler Chris Jordan has spoken up and said that he believes real changes will only be made behind closed doors in private one-on-one conversations rather than on-field displays, and emphasised that South Africa's choice not to take a knee should not be judged from any point of view.
Okay. It's a really interesting one, isn't it? And I think, yeah, I would agree in terms of it's about living it. I'm sure people will hold different views. COVID, CSA recently announcing that two players tested positive for COVID. So how's that likely to affect the schedule this week?
Well, it's firstly very unfortunate that two players were tested positive.
Yeah.
And because of the second player, on Friday, I believe it was, they took the decision to cancel their intra-squad training match yesterday. But thankfully, CSA said that none of the other players had been in close contact with the second player that tested positive because of their protocols. So they have one final test due later this week before the series kicks off on Friday and will hopefully show all negative results. But they've kept communication channels open with the ECB, who thankfully have all tested negative themselves, and they're busy with their own training game. So fingers crossed, we will still get the opening game on Friday evening as planned.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about player workload. Some of the players played quite a lot in the IPL. Is that something that they should be taking a look at?
Absolutely. I think it's very important and something that selectors and coaches need to think about very seriously. The T20s are a good format for trying out new players, which South Africa have actually been known for doing for quite some time. So I think it's a good time to rest some of the senior players that will be more important for the rest of the summer, specifically for someone like KG Rabada, who I firmly believe should be rested for the T20 series now against England, given that South Africa have such a long and grueling summer of international cricket ahead. And while Rabada has been leading the South African bowling attack for quite a few years now, Lungi Ngidi and Arnrich Nokia have now played enough international cricket. They can take the lead in Rabada's absence and I believe should actually be given the chance to do so.
And then in terms of who you're most excited to see in action, who might that be?
Goodness, honestly, I'm just excited to see South Africa play again.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing for me. But in terms of specific players, I'm really looking forward to seeing the youngsters, Carl Verena, Yanneman Milan, George Linder, for example. I want to see them all putting their hands up with some great performances that hopefully lead South Africa to a win.
Absolutely, yeah. South Africa to the win. Please, please, please.
Yes,
Fatima,
please.
Always lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for your update. That's Fatima Ahmed, who's a cricket sport correspondent and founder of The Pop Increase.